Okay, it's a pre-show here for the 7th. So this idea of Jeff Dowder, what would you do? And then what was the other one? Oh, fuck, I forget. Jeff Dowder, what would you do about if you could catch the biggest wave, ride the biggest wave? We're in the middle of a spankdemic, and I don't think there's any immunity. All right, let me see. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, I was looking at which characters was I looking at? Jeff Dowder. Jay. I will just do the Jay Santos sandwich alert. I have a song I was gonna do, and burns every time I urinate. I don't know, man. So anyway, welcome to our pre-show. I hope you're doing fine. Me? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. Fucking crazy weekend. I got the craziest, most fucked up life in a lot of different ways. Some people may envy me. I don't know who the fuck you would be. But I don't know, man. I just, you know, don't fucking know. By the way, Florida Panthers. I don't know the score, the final score of the game. I suspect you lost it and you looked like shit. last night, you really did. You played like shit. You look like a team that had a week off. The Bruins play like the team that wanted revenge for, you know, getting beaten after going up 3-1 last year. They played like a team that's on a mission. You guys just played like shit. In front of the home crowd, first game of the series, you deserve to get swept. That's how fucking lousy you were in that game. I don't know. You guys looked like you were asleep. What the fuck is going on here? This goddamn thing. For you, an error occurred. Try again. Browse. I had to sign. It took me forever to sign into your goddamn shitty fucking Apple store, iTunes, or whatever it's the iTunes store, Apple, or whoever owns who, who's in charge of what, you know. Okay, the Florida Panthers, I know it's your favorite team, Mr. Henry. God, they looked terrible last night. They lost the game. I don't know what it was. What was the score? I don't know. I think it was 3-1 when I turned it off. What do you mean when you turned it off? You know, it's not like I wanted to. Look at this. Here it is. Boston up, one game zip. So Boston, the scores were as follows. 5-1 Bruins. What a piece of shit. What a fucking piece of shit game you played, Panthers. They go into a one goal lead, and after that, they fucking collapse. They got beat on every fucking puck. The fucking Bruins had it down in their end. Every goddamn, seemed like every second of every minute of every period. They stole a puck. They scored pucks. They scored on stolen pucks. Nobody between the offensive player and Bobrovsky. No help at all. You look like a team that had the week off. I don't. What do you do, Maurice? Do you get these? Do you kick him in the ass? Get him? I know. You're the coach, and you know best. You're also a guy that's what? You've never been to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you coached what? God knows how many fucking games, how many playoff series. Last year, they lose in the Stanley Cup Finals, 4-1. The year before that, they have the best record in hockey, and they look like shit in the playoffs. Second round, they get blown out. I don't know what the hell. They do not look like a Stanley Cup contending team at all. At all. I don't give a fuck how badly they beat Tampa Bay. Boston's a team in their division that was in first place. The Panthers beat them out for first place the last game of the season. This is a team that they got to be ready for. They should have known that Boston was going to come into that series under a full head of steam after getting their fucking asses handed to them last year, humiliated after taking a 3-1 lead. Panthers beat them. They should have known that Boston would be on a fucking mission, you know. So they made a statement in that game on the road at in the Florida Panther Arena. The Boston Bruins come into town and beat them 5-1. The Panthers scored the first goal and then 5 unanswered goals by the Bruins to basically say, fuck you. You know, we're going to beat you in your arena. We're going to make up for that humiliation last year. We're going to advance. You guys can go suck it. That's what the message was. That's what they were telling them. Everybody in that Bruin team, and you could tell on that bench, everybody in a high state of they were a very highly motivated team. Heard that Brad Marchand was going around telling guys to pay the fuck attention. I mean, guys were getting up in each other's faces, making sure people were paying attention, making sure people knew what their job was. I mean, they were not fucking around. And I don't know what the fucking Panthers were doing. I can't tell you what they were doing. I looking at their game last night, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They looked as bad as Tampa did in that series that Panthers just won. Confused, out of position, pucks getting stolen deep in their own fucking end, asking the Bobrovsky to perform fucking feats of magic. I don't know, man. Fuck it. All right, so I don't really give that much of a shit. I'm just talking. Okay. Should we do Jack Armstrong? Yeah, he can do. Jack can do the. He can do the report. Okay, here we go. No, wait, hold on. I got a music that I want to do. Here's the music. This is the Jeff Dowder music we want to use, right?
Now the Jeff Dowder What Would You Do show. What would you do in similar circumstances?
Okay, I'm Jeff Dowder, and what would you do? Okay, here's today's What Would You Do, and then we'll have Beanie on. Beanie, are you there?
I'm right here. Yeah.
Okay, Beanie, what would you do? Fly a big, you know, if you could ride the biggest wave and they wouldn't find your body.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty radical what you're asking there, you know? I mean, because what you're asking is, would I be willing to die?
Well, I mean, not necessarily die. I'm just saying they would not find your body.
Well, would I still be alive?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be, I don't know, man. I don't know. It doesn't really, that's not the question. The question is, I'm assuming, yeah, you'd die.
So I'd be dead.
Yeah.
I mean,
would it be worth it to ride the world's biggest wave?
Would anybody know that I did?
Yeah, see, that's the key. Yeah, I guess somebody would know. I don't know. Okay, here we go. I don't know. I don't fucking give a shit. Okay, let me see the music here. Let's see the music.
And now, Jeff Dowder, what would you do?
Yeah, hi, it's Jeff Dowder. Thanks a lot, and welcome to What Would You Do? We got Beanie on the line. Beanie lives in Canoga City.
I live in Canoga Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that confused with Temple City, which is where I'm from.
You live in Canoga City. You live in Temple Park.
No, man. I live in
Canoga Park. I live in Canoga City.
Okay, let me see. Hi, this is Jeff Dowder, and I'm